Hannah, set the stage for us. Sunday night, Golden Globes party.
Yeah.
In anticipation of the Bachelor party.
Yeah, we're revving up for tomorrow night's Bachelor return.
You've got a pretty cool life. Really, you've got two watch parties in a row, and it's not even the on season yet.
I know. What can I say? I have a very full social calendar. To be honest with you, I don't really care about the Golden Globes. I don't know if you care about the Golden Globes, but I don't usually care about the Golden Globes, but was just there for the hangs. And when this commercial, I guess you would call it, came on the screen, the first like 2 seconds is the Night King. And so I was like, oh, we've already seen this. Uh-oh. So then I kind of stopped paying attention. Then next thing I know, Sansa and Jon and Dany and Brienne are on my screen.
Good Lord. Did you see the Night King flying right into our faces?
Yes, I did.
Everybody, HBO's released a new advertisement, is what we're talking about, for their lineup of shows for 2K19. And it featured the Night King flying in 3D at our faces as a transition. We have officially reached peak everything.
And that was it. Yeah, it's really exciting.
I'm just glad we're able to talk about this.
I know. Well, and I feel like immediately on Twitter, you start seeing things of like, can't wait for everyone to analyze this within an inch of its life.
You were so fast on Twitter tonight. Like I was texting earlier, like, dear God, like I'd imagine. And you left the party to come record this with me tonight, right?
It's so embarrassing.
Is that embarrassing?
Like, I don't know
if we talk about that on the podcast right now.
It's so embarrassing. It's like me going out for once in my life and it comes on the screen and then I watch it and I didn't catch any of it. So I like stand up and leave the room and like watch it on Twitter 80 times. Everyone's like, where did Hannah go? And next thing you know, I'm like out the door.
Jeez.
I'm really fun to have at your party. So, but I had to, I'm so excited about this. And I know there isn't too much to like actually talk about, but this is the first real footage that we have from this season 8.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the only thing I could ever care about. And so, yeah. I'm so excited.
It's pretty exciting to see Daenerys Targaryen standing in front of Sansa with Jon there.
And Brienne in the background. I'm just sitting here watching it on a loop.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it yet. I've been waiting. I've only seen the photos.
Wait, you haven't watched it?
No. No, I forgot to mention that. Shit. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm just sitting here with my mouth open.
For right now.
Wait, what?
All right.
Why didn't you tell me that like 3 hours ago?
Okay. Wanted to save it.
Okay, let me show you. I'm going to text you this clip. That's just the 8 second clip of the, because we don't need to watch all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, but that True Detective promo too, though.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Thank you for sending me the clip. Here we go.
Wait, I got to sync it up on my laptop.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you haven't watched it yet.
I feel like I've watched it 100 times because I've seen our Twitter.
I know. Hold on, I gotta make it full screen.
Oh, hell yes. I'm so ready for this. Can we press play, please?
Yeah, ready?
Oh, here set. We go. Here we go.
Go.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's on a
Look
loop.
Look at their faces.
This is perfect.
It's on a
We're
loop.
We're gonna link this in our episode post.
Yeah, this is what I've been watching since we've been talking about it so far. Like I said, it's really short, but I mean,
and you can mute it too and just leave it in the background of the conversation or while you listen to this.
So anyway,
okay, so
I'm giddy about it.
Everyone's outfits are more on point than they've ever been, but I would say less on point than last season because it's more subtle. It's like they listened. They were like, all right, let's throw some more dirt all over this. They've been out in the north for a while. Dany lost one of her dragons. Jon and Daenerys have been having sex the whole time in this pirate ship. That's why Brienne looks so upset, right? Because she knows.
She knows. And I know everyone's been talking about Dany's scarf, but is that like a thing now that she and Jon are together? She's found some new confidence in herself. And so she's going to try some bold fashion moves.
I think
so. What a little scarf says.
I think so. I think it's the same for Jorah. Jorah's like, well, you know, I'm not worried about getting laid anymore. And I think I just want to be myself.
what a mood.
I know. Everything's changing. This season's going to be crazy. I know that we're all thinking about what this could mean for the rest of season 8. And I'm wondering what you think about it, Hannah. because you texted me the word Sansa in caps like four times before we recorded.
I know, which is so cliche, but I love her so much. Whatever. I'm just really interested to kind of see the dynamic between Sansa, especially Sansa and Dany, but you throw everybody else in the mix. We know that so much is converging on Winterfell, and we struggled through Sansa and Arya in this last season. And so I'm really curious, and we can pick apart the way that they're looking at each other for 1,000 years. And I don't think we can really tell anything.
It's just so precise. You know what I mean? It's so distinct. Everything. Even yeah. Brienne's face is kind of creepy. It's like a moving painting. It's like, all right, we get it. It's like those medieval photos you see on Twitter where people put subtitles on when they're making like really awkward moves, over compensating for their emotion because it's just a still image. It's just a painting, but they're doing it in this moving image, but for the trailer though. So it makes sense.
Right. Right. So, I mean, I think that people can look at Danny's curt little nod and make it seem one way or the other, but I'm sure that there are tons of emotions and feelings and nerves on all sides riding on this meeting, and either everyone's going to get along or they're not. So, I mean, I know that that's not a real answer, but I feel like we don't have enough information to take it one way or the other. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
It looks like we've got Drogon from Spoils of War and Dothraki potentially from Spoils of War at the start of the clip, sort of
it blended throws together. You off.
It's a cool little burst, though, how they're sort of melting. It's like the effect that they're using, I think, on the rest of the video. I've seen some of the rest of the video because I was trying to watch it before we got on Skype. I was trying to at least get a look at it because I knew it was short, but you were already on there. And you sent me a money request for like $1 because you were so hyped. You were like, here's a money request for $1 over Skype. So I didn't get to see it. But now I'm watching it on loop, so it totally makes sense. Everything makes sense to me. I'm catching up all
Did
of this.
Did you pay me that $1?
No, not yet. I'll do it on Apple Pay because it's a lot easier. I'm seeing this in real time. Dany's rouge is perfect. Her outfit, the thing about her coats are, I just wouldn't wear it myself. It kind of looks like what you'd get in the ladies department. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She's on her way to meet her man's sister.
That's true. But dear God, is it time to turn to the ladies department already? Do we stay, you know, where we are and say this is good? Or do we just always need to reiterate our looks?
I don't know. It's fur, though.
It is fur. I wonder what kind of fur it is.
Well, what's your read on this situation as I'm continuing to watch this clip on loop? Like, can you infer anything from this 3-second conversation that they're having?
I like that we have, I know we've talked about this on our podcast basically throughout the life of this show and that show, how it's neat to see the sort of like the court, the structure fall into place as we reach the end game, and to see who is who and who is left standing. And you see the people that are standing behind each of our characters are people that we know from other stories. And it's like, if we could have invented this scenario ourselves, like who would you want standing with Sansa in Winterfell? If you would have talked to us in season 3 or season 4, we'd be like, wait, she's in Winterfell? Oh, okay. And it's going to be Brienne. That might be perfect. And the list goes on. Not to mention this whole Jon and Dany thing. We've got Jorah and his scarf. He's healed of grayscale, seemingly. I mean, it's just like, you know what I mean? It tells of a bright and a warm frontier, but it's juxtaposed by that cut to Winterfell from the top down, and it's covered in snow. And it's like, well, you can have this moment of feeling okay, because I think the overall tone of the teaser for their new show is this really lighthearted and upbeat. And they're like, look at how cool we are. We showed this ad during the Golden Globes. Everybody loves it, right? We're all having a good time. And then maybe when we see the trailer next, it'll feature more of the death and destruction that we're expecting.
Well, that's the next question is, when do you think we're going to be able to see a full trailer? I mean, so what? Today is January 6th, and we've got a couple months in our countdown. Do you think that a full trailer is on the horizon, or do you think that this is strictly a teaser?
If people want it really badly, then it'll probably, that's when they'll have the least amount of reason to do it. You know, whenever it's quiet and whenever there's a reason to make some noise, like tonight during the Golden Globes, when everyone's trying to take advantage of the added attention on the industry, you know, they want to obviously tell everybody about what they're up to this year. It's the new year, and everyone wants to talk about what they're working on. I saw that Netflix even replied to this post on the Game of Thrones Twitter, and they were like, yeah, we need that trailer already, or something like that. And I was like, damn, Netflix.
Everybody is amped.
Somebody wrote underneath that they're trying to get GOT on Netflix.
Can you imagine?
Anyway.
Man, could you imagine starting 2K19 off in a more exciting way? I am just... It has been a long time since, this is obvious, it's been so long since season 7, and it, you don't realize how long it's been until you get a new clip of footage and you are here in this moment today. And I just am so unbelievably excited that I can hardly contain myself.
It does have a lot of Sansa too.
Yes. What more could a girl want?
It really looks like Sansa is going to be the unlikely superstar of all this. Oh, just based off of what I'm seeing right now. And if I'm just feeling what I'm feeling, do you feel what I'm feeling?
Yes, I do. I do.
Have you thought this all along? Have you been hoping for it? Or do you think that it's just a tad bit of misdirection, or maybe we're reading too much into it? Also, I'm asking everyone that's listening also, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
It goes without saying that we want everyone to continue to tweet at us throughout this week as we continue to pick this apart. But I mean, you know what I've always said, that I just think Sansa deserves much more credit than either anybody in A Song of Ice and Fire or people tend to give her, and that she's one of the best players in the game. So let's see her in the last season out there doing work. I just hope that it's done well.
I know, but it's just so interesting because even most people, when they talk about the series, people that really love the show and people that love the book series as well, that have a lot of time spent thinking about this story, Sansa's not usually a character that they're throwing into the ring when it comes to in-game victors. If that's part of the nomenclature, I'm not sure that that's how we need to describe what's going to happen, but that's just sort of the vibe that I got from this. And after you were texting me, this pieces were coming together, and I was like, that's what's been looming on this horizon the whole time.
I always knew. Man, it's a good time to be alive.
I don't know. Brienne's face, though, she's really, really leery of Daenerys. Daenerys looks so smug when she was walking up to them, but it's also like she just wanted to be their friend.
Yeah, she looks kind of uncomfortable. Like, it could go so many ways. She's either trying to assert her dominance. She's either trying to assert her dominance, or she's nervous and uncomfortable, or she is offended, or she's, you know, there's so many millions
of... She knows Sansa's nice, and she just wants to be like, hey, I know that I'm coming in pretty hot because I have control of the situation, and I'm wearing all white. And Jorah keeps looking at you funny, but I mean well.
John's probably making it weird.
I don't know. He seems like he's really comfortable with the situation. Like, he's just oblivious, completely oblivious to everything that's happening. He's just scenario. Like, yeah, this is, yeah, great, right?
Man, I don't know if there's much more to say.
Probably not. This was a fun episode, though.
So fun. And I just want to say to everybody that 2K19, we're back. It's time to get hype. I mean, we've always been here, but you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to get hype. Send us all of your thoughts and feelings.
Oh, yeah. We have 2K19 t-shirts if you want to wear it.
2K19 t-shirts.
I've got to see them around, and they look cool when they're being worn. I'm just saying. 2K19. Yeah.
I'm excited.
You can get those t-shirts at gameofones.com/shirts. Or you can click that in a podcast place that you're listening to the podcast. Just thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in.
Check
us
out on Instagram.
I was looking at our Twitter longingly today because nothing had happened. And then, boom, Hannah texts me later tonight and all this started happening. An unexpected light in the tunnel at the beginning of this fine year.
Couldn't said it better myself. So you can check us out.
Oh, sorry. No, please go on. Please finish.
I was like, you can check us out on reciting
song lyrics now, basically. So I think it's time to be done.
Are you singing Thank You next in your head? Because that's what I'm singing. Thanks to you.
Basically.
You can check us out on Instagram. You can check out our reading order on AfeastOfDragons.com if you feel like reading instead of rewatching this 8-second clip over and over again. And yeah, that's it.
That's it, everyone.
Bye.